Today is the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest theologian in church history. It's also, on a practical level for us, Catholic Schools Week. And if you want to know more about our Catholic schools, you can talk to these three high school students who are sitting closer and closer to me. I think they're going to sit in the server's chairs pretty soon, awkwardly trying to distract me from Mass. But they're a good example of why we have Catholic schools, because they're here every day at 6:45 a.m. Mass. And are an example to their peers of what it means to live life in the faith. And today at the school, we have the local Know Your Faith competition, which is very exciting. It feels like, actually, our very own Patty Armstrong wrote an article in the National Catholic Register about it. You should read it. I couldn't believe it when I first got there. It has more energy than like state Class B basketball. It's the gym is packed, and it's like a rave party in there. But all for the fact of the deeper reality that we can know our faith, namely that we can know God. That's what St. Thomas Aquinas' gift was, that we can know God. Now, if you look, St. Thomas has a ton of works. His main work is the Summa, which is about five of these books. It's very long. That's what we study in seminary mostly. But it's a lot of words, a lot of data, a lot of things. But that's not what it means to know God. He had a way of articulating in a very structural and coherent sort of way what is the truth of our faith, how things go together, what it means that God is God, what it means that we are human beings made in his image and likeness, what it means that Jesus Christ, who is God, also became a human being as well, what it means that bread becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And he outlines all of that. But that's not ultimately what it means to know God. That's to know about God. Why St. Thomas Aquinas is St. Thomas Aquinas and not Thomas Aquinas PhD is because he actually knew God. At one point in his life, the crucifix he was praying to spoke to him and says, "Thomas, what do you want of me?" And he says, "Nothing other than you, Lord." He wants to know the Lord because the Lord is a person, and that's what we do with persons. We get to know them in order that we can love them and be loved by them. At the end of his life, he leaned against the tabernacle while he was praying in his chapel, and he said, "All I have written is straw." Which doesn't mean the stuff he wrote wasn't important. It's just the data is infinitely less significant than the fact of coming to know the one about whom he was writing, the Lord. It's the same thing for us. Why do we study our faith? Why do we learn more things? Why do we learn more data? Is because we're learning more and more about the person, right? If you fall in love with someone, you like to know more about them. Well, that's what it is about God. And St. Thomas reveals to us that we can know about him. The Catholic cop-out. Well, what does it mean that it's the Holy Trinity? Mystery. St. Thomas Aquinas wasn't content just to say, mystery, end of story, done, okay? That he actually wanted to know what it means that God is a Trinity. And his articulation of that is God, each member of the Holy Trinity is a relationship. That God is an actual relationship. Who he is a relationship. Not some orb in the sky or some force, but relationship itself. That's who the persons of the Trinity are. Well, that reveals to us that that's the Trinity's most important thing around. What's most important for our lives? Relationships. Primarily our relationship with God and then our relationships with other people. And so we can always go deeper and deeper and deeper into our faith, not to accumulate factoids or knowledge of obscure things, but to come to know the person who is the author of our lives and the author of all creation. So take his inspiration today to go deeper and deeper in investigating the faith, not for the sake of accumulating knowledge, but for the sake of getting to know the one who has known and loved us for our entire lives.